This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on May 26, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on our agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2011-07, Chuck Fleischman for Congress, Inc. Mr. Randall Herbert, the Treasurer, had requested to appear by phone today. Unfortunately, we are told that the Verizon landline phones in Washington, D.C. are actually down, so we are not able to conference him into the meeting today. We have been in contact with him, and he is he understands the situation, and he has relayed to us that unless commissioners have questions for him, he is fine with us proceeding with his advisory opinion today. Mr. Stepanovic, please proceed.
Thank you, Chair Bowerly. Good morning, commissioners. Agenda documents 1125 and 1125A respond to a request for advisory opinion filed on behalf of the Chuck Fleischman for Congress, Inc., the principal campaign committee of Representative Fleischman. The committee asks whether it may use campaign funds to pay legal fees and expenses of Mr. Saltzman, a consultant to Representative Fleischman's campaign during the 2010 primary and general elections in Tennessee's 3rd Congressional District. The legal fees arose from a civil suit filed against Mr. Saltzman by a former campaign staffer over Representative Fleischman's opponent in the 2010 Republican Party primary election. There are three drafts before you. Draft A concludes that a committee may not use campaign funds to pay Mr. Saltzman's legal fees and expenses because such payment would constitute personal use under the Act and Commission regulations. Draft B and revised Draft B, on the other hand, concluded a committee may use campaign funds to pay these legal fees and expenses because such payment would not constitute personal use. The Commission did not receive any comments on the advisory opinion request or on the advisory opinion draft. I'll be happy to address any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any discussion amongst commissioners? Commissioner Walter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I know I'll be the lone vote, but I would move draft A.
Any discussion on that motion? All those.
I would just like to say I would move draft A because in this particular case it seems like the relationship was that of a consultant and it was sufficiently isolated so that really it could not come back to the campaign for a claim of liability, which of course the campaign's not been sued, but then it has the claim is now made that there's a sufficient nexus to pay for the legal fees, and so I just think we're moving too far to the point where we're paying legal fees or fees or obligations that the campaign doesn't have. And when I read the irrespective test, it applies, as I see it, to expenses that are not of the of the campaign, not of a third party. So, in any event, I move draft A.
Any discussion on adoption of draft A? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion fails 1-5. Is there any other discussion or motions? Vice Chair Hunter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move adoption of agenda document number 11-25-A, which is revised draft B.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to say that I'm going to be supporting this motion. I think that the campaign consultant was doing work for the campaign and is being sued for work that he was doing for the campaign, and that's why I think it is not personal use for the campaign to pay his legal fees.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Yep. I recant there. I did.
The motion carries 5-1. Commissioner Walther dissenting. Thank you, Council.